Well, first and foremost, they have held their families together through the awful period of conflict. They were a really resilient part of society under tremendous pressure, and everybody acknowledges their role. Now, today, in the recovery, they're leading the recovery. If you go to a place like Timbuktu, which I was last week, you find that they're involved in all sorts of micro-enterprises and other initiatives at the community level, which is bringing not just energy, but also bringing practical recovery to people's lives and livelihoods.
Now, women are making a key contribution to the economic recovery, but how does this align with the fact that they're still very much second-class citizens in a very patriarchal society?
It really is a very tragic situation that, playing such an important role, women are still in Mali subjected to horrendous violence. If you look at the recent index on gender outlined by the African Development Bank, Mali sits at 50 out of 52 countries surveyed, 89% prevalence in female genital mutilation. These are really grotesque statistics, and we all share a responsibility to do everything that we can to protect women and to put them back in a place where they are respected, they are protected against violence, and they are allowed to achieve their full potential.
How convinced are you that the government is playing an important role in doing just that?
I met with the Prime Minister. I also met with the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs. And I have to say I was sincerely impressed by both individuals. They have a clear vision for their country, for its development. They see the centrality of women in that. They appreciate highly. The Prime Minister informed me about an initiative to bring in minimum numbers, quotas for women's representation in politics. And, you know, again, I think he and the government need our support, the international community's support, to succeed in converting their vision for Mali into reality for the people across the country, and in this particular instance, for women, so that they feel now that out of the awful conflict, there truly is a change for them in their lives in every aspect.
What difference have you seen between now and 2 years ago when you were last there?
I have seen a huge transformation. We have a long way to go, but 2 years ago, the place was very bleak in terms of the absence of public services, no schools, no clinics, and people's livelihoods had been completely decimated by conflict. When I was there last week, we saw the recovery underway. Schools were open again, classrooms overcrowded, high quality of teaching going on in those schools. Clinics open again, therapeutic feeding centre, and then a number of micro economic livelihood support industries underway.